WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Tonight was the start of the King and Queen of the Ring. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Really good wrestling tonight on Monday Night Raw. I'm the producer. That's Lindsay Ward.
If anybody can find Sheamus's nipples, I believe he would like them back.
Indeed. But yeah, this show is all about the King and the Queen of the Ring. But before we dive into that, we open with the Judgment Day, sans Rhea Ripley. Damian said the fans love them some Jey Uso. But it didn't matter because he's still the World Heavyweight Champion. And then talked about JD and Finn interfering, and he apologized to them. Finn was like, we apologize, but like, he lost his cool to Damian. And he apologized to both JD and Finn. He said he appreciates them looking, you know, he appreciates JD and Finn's his brother, and they had an all-group hug. Then Belair assumed he was getting a first-round bye because Drew's out hurt. He said it was the first step in the Prince becoming a king, and then Alan Pierce was like, no, no, we have a replacement. His name is Main Event Jey Uso. He's your first-round opponent, and it's happening right now. Then JD and Finn had a hell of a match. Drew McIntyre came out from the crowd at the end. Watch, stared, Jey got the win. Then Drew argued, and he's like, well, you brought it up that you're hurt, so we had you looked at, and well, now you're not medically cleared, so...
You kind of played yourself, dude.
Yeah, kind of hurt yourself on that one. But yeah, this was a really good match.
This was a fantastic match. I enjoyed this quite a lot, just in terms... Because it's like, when we saw Drew get pulled out, we're like, wait, what are they doing? And this was a nice follow-up to this.
Yeah.
In terms of how they told that story and how they did that.
More on Judgment Day in a minute, but it was Io and Natalya, 1-on-1, Queen of the Ring. Io got the win.
This was physical.
It was. Enjoyable match. Dakota said after they put, 2 years ago, they put the world on notice. But Asuka's hurt, which is a shame. So she was had to be pulled from her matchup, which was to be in the ring with Lyra Valkyria. But Dakota and Lyra had a good match, too.
They did. They had a very good match. It was very enjoyable. It was a nice showing for Lyra.
Lyra advanced in the Queen of the Ring tournament. And the other first-round match in the Queen of the Ring tournament was Ivy Nile and Zoe Stark. Zoe Stark with a more impressive win over Ivy Nile.
You kind of weren't sure how this was going to go. Like, it was going to be good, and you knew it was going to be good, but it's like, this is kind of... I'm not sure about this one. I was very pleasantly surprised by this.
I was very pleasantly surprised by that, too. We learned that the other matchup, Shayna and Zelina, will take place this weekend on WWE Live Tour. So if they're in your area this weekend, go see a King and Queen of the Ring matchup, because there will be Kofi and Rey Mysterio at a WWE Live show this weekend for that tournament. But the men's King of the Ring continued on. It was Ricochet and Ilya Dragunov.
This was
talk about a match of the year candidate, month.
This was just fucking fantastic in every sense of the word. Like these two mix really, really, really well together.
Yeah, I've been worried about Ilya on the main roster, but if you give him time, he should be really good in that role.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
That's for damn sure. If he's given the time to have banger matches like that, he'll be really good. A year ago, I don't think this would have went over as well. Here in this new era, this is going to be really good. The new camera angle for the dive over the top rope,
that was so sweet.
It was nice visual for it. Very wide shot, easy and simple. But Ilya moves on in the King of the Ring tournament. They showed signs of respect, which was really good. Bron Breakker wondered why he wasn't in the King of the Ring tournament, so he had a conversation with Adam Pearce. So there was that. We had Finn and Finn talking things backstage, and Dominic showed up with Carlito, and Damian and Carlito exchanged some words and told him to get out of there. So Carlito may be the next recruit Dom's trying to get, because they've worked so far. They've all worked.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't worked. Maybe this next one will. He's trying to find a replacement for Rhea right now, and it's not working. He's trying to find someone to latch on to. But
yeah, mommy is on vacation and Dominic doesn't have anybody, so he's working on it.
He is indeed working on it. Chad Gable, Bronson Reed had a quick little match that got interfered by Sami Zayn, but it was Bronson Reed who left both men laying again. Reed said it wasn't about Gable or Zayn, it's about the Intercontinental title, and you know, he wants a title match. And it looks like Sami was like, you know, okay. Fine. He challenges them to a triple threat match at King and Queen of the Ring for the title. That should be fun.
It should be fun.
That should be a lot of fun. There was a promo by Kofi as well on the show talking about why Woods is not in the King of the Ring tournament, which is why they did like the injury angle, I guess, last week with the knee. So he wasn't going to be in the tournament. And Kofi wants to win it for him and get revenge on Gunther.
This was a really, 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 really great promo by Kofi.
Yeah, it was.
Like this, we don't get to see serious Kofi often, but when we do, it's really good.
It was a nice setting for it, too. Doing it backstage, it was well done.
And it had a really good video package that kind of accompanied it as well.
Yeah. Michael Cole interviewed Becky Lynch, talked about the Kentucky Derby and her big shiny hat, which she apparently got on Etsy, though she said she got it in Italy, so she got it one of those two places. Talked up the challengers. She said there's newness in the air. She said a lot of people want to slap her in the face, and she welcomes it. She's been here for 9 years on the main roster on Monday Night Raw, and she wants to make a difference and become a groundbreaker, and she feels the energy from all the people who have come up. She talked about Alba Fire, Isla Dawn, Kiana James, and Live Valkyria. She wouldn't trust James, but she would trust Valkyria. She noted that the two of them are Irish, and they've battled for the title before. She said Valkyria is the most gifted competitor she's been in the ring with. Cole mentioned Zelina Vega. She said that she's the first queen of the ring. She has passion. Talked about how she lost to WrestleMania and all the, you know, different things that happened. But it wasn't an excuse, and the better woman out with Knight, but she won the title 2 weeks later by tossing 14 women out of the ring. This brought out Liv Morgan. She took issue with Becky talking about the Derby and the Calves and not mentioning her. She talked about taking out Rhea. She said it blows her mind that she can't get respect from Becky. Morgan asked Lynch about the title match she was promised last week, and Lynch is like, yeah, you get your match as the King and the Queen of the Ring. She said that while Liv ran through her accomplishments, they do not include beating her. She hasn't beat her yet, said Liv, but she said things are different now that she has a purpose. Morgan said her purpose is getting revenge on Rhea by taking everything she loves. This brought out damage control. They talked about Liv getting a title shot that she hasn't even earned. You had Liv and Becky about to square off with damage control, and then Lyra showed up making the save.
Yeah, Lyra was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm. So there was that. Then there was, we're circling all the back. So Drew, after complaining about injury, sped off and left.
Yep. Yeah,
and then in his place came CM Punk, who drove up. Adam Pearce is like, you're late. And he's like, I had a hell of a weekend. Apparently he was trapped at WWHQ, if you check his socials.
All weekend, which is a little weird. You would think somebody would, like,
would have let him out. Yeah. Especially since he was posting on social that he was in there.
You'd think that they had better building security.
I mean, he got locked in the bathroom. It happens, apparently. So he came out to the ring. He apologized for being late. He said he was locked in the headquarters for a few short hours. He said, "Don't know that Raw's in Hartford, so he had to be here." He said he came to pick a fight, but Drew left. He said he could stay here long enough for McIntyre to come back. He assumed Drew was reading Twitter and then told him, "Everyone tweet Drew to tell him he's here." Punk said he would hold the show hostage. He said, they asked the fans what they wanted to talk about, but that's someone else's deal. He asked if he could tell the fans a story. He talked about tearing his tricep at the Royal Rumble. He said he thought McIntyre ruined his WrestleMania dream, but he had a good cry, a good surgery, then realized it only delayed his WrestleMania dream. He said he would be called a 5-tool player in baseball, whereas McIntyre is just a tool. We're still waiting. Punk said Drew ran his mouth about how he prayed for him to be injured. Punk said McIntyre picked a fight with the pettiest man on earth, or pettiest man on the roster, maybe even on earth. He wondered if McIntyre hates him or hates himself. Punk said McIntyre is a choke artist. He said, keeps checking his watch, where is he? He said, "You prayed for this and you broke your elbow." Punk said that he would break McIntyre's face if he shows up, and then he would break his heart. He said Drew fears him, and then that's how it all ended. Good promo.
It was a good promo. We're building to something between these two, which I don't think anybody's necessarily complaining about. Except
Drew. Maybe Clash at the Castle kind of teased it with him saying Glasgow. So
yeah,
maybe we do Punk and Drew and that. I mean, hopefully both of them are healthy for that show. Hopefully.
I think Punk will maybe be close.
It's gonna be close for Punk. Drew will be fine. He'll work it. But Punk, on the other hand, I think it's close. It's gonna be close. If it's not, then it's SummerSlam. But they're gonna do their best to probably get there, because that would be a hell of an environment. Punk would eat it up as a heel.
They both would eat it up. They would work the shit out of that crowd.
But Punk would get to be a heel in that environment, because Drew would be the one as the babyface. You would assume, based on it being Drew's hometown.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird dynamic, because it's like Drew's supposed to be the bad guy, but it's Drew's hometown.
Yeah, so who knows? R-Truth thought UConn's men basketball was another wrestling promotion in Indy, because it was NCAA. We had the coach from the UConn's men basketball team there, Dan Hurley, so he got a pop.
Nice crossover.
Nice little crossover. Get some sports people on the show. But the main event, it was the final match this night for the King of the Ring tournament. It was Gunther and Sheamus. There's a picture on the interwebs that someone took of the screenshot of the screen where you just see the handprint on Sheamus's chest.
Sheamus has tweeted out a picture of his chest post-match, and
oh my god.
Oh, it's bad. It's really bad.
Okay.
They were working tight. They were working close. Like, they were just slapping the ever-living shit out of each other.
Yeah, that's
that's red.
That's cut. Yep, cut steep.
Yeah. So this was really good. This was fantastic.
His tweet was, "There will be no part four."
Sir, go find your nipples.
His nipples are still there. Everything else on that chest is not. But yeah, they had a hell of a match. And Gunther advances,
but they took this right up to time. Like, we were sitting here, and they hit 11, and they were still going. And it's like, guys, are you going to finish? Did they get an overrun?
They got about 60 seconds, but that's about it, yeah.
But yeah, no, this was a fantastic main event. I love everything about this. Like, whenever Sheamus and Gunther go, you know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, this was... ow. Just the amount of slapping that was going on is just ow.
Mm-hmm.
Just you cringe every time.
Yeah. But it's a good show. Have a night. Good wrestling.
It was a really great follow-up to Backlash, and we just keep the ball rolling as we move forward into King and the Queen of the Ring. And they're hitting a stride. They're hitting a pace again. Because obviously, like, the thing about coming out of WrestleMania is they always kind of hit that little lull in the storylines where they have to reset everything and they have to get stuff going again, because obviously WrestleMania is the conclusion. And I feel like that kind of happened this year, but it didn't fully happen this year.
No, because we got a reset on things, especially on now with the draft now starting over. This is like the full reset. But they kept it moving. I mean, we've had a development with the Bloodline, so the stories have been advancing. We've had new people introduced. It's not been as like, hey, we're in a rut. We're continuing on, and that's Hunter's booking. We're continuing on and having really good wrestling around continuation of stories.
Mm-hmm. They're doing good. They're doing really good.
Mm-hmm. But that's Raw.
That's Raw.
So that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're back live this Thursday for the Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We will be reviewing Backlash and giving our thoughts and opinions and all the things on it. So tune in Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Friday night, GM Battles, 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, WTR Game Night. Probably Uno this week. Play that's better choice. Followed by CB Radio, live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. They'll talk some stuff. I don't know. Figure it out as the week goes on. We'll be back next Monday for our post show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Chat, it's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio. If you have Amazon Prime, now chat, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use carrier code RocketSuck or
Lindsay Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy all your Star Wars stuff. Because we are hashtag Epic Partner.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lindsay Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lindsay Ward. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@LindsayWard. And while it's still legal, you can follow me on TikTok, LindsayWard0.
Do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you all week long along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.